Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us in this time of study, in this time of reflection. Lord God, during this time of Lent, may we focus on you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. So during the time of Lent, there is a typical time in which people will give up something. Is there anybody in here who has given up something for Lent? One person. Like I said, there used to be a time when you didn't give up caffeine, did you? All right. We're going to outlaw that in our, I think, in our staff meetings especially. All right? So you just got to be careful of what you give up. Sometimes you pick what's most important in your life, what generally has the most attention in your life, and you say, you know what, I can do without that for a couple of weeks. I can really try, and about the second week, you try to get that withdrawal back, and you try to wonder, okay, can I really get through this? And so it's very interesting is during Lent, what would you give up? What would be the most difficult thing to give up? Facebook. People are honest, though, right? You ask for an honest question, yeah? So what would you give up? What would be the most difficult? What would be, say, you know what, this is the most difficult thing in my life right now, and I'm going to give it up just for Lent. And so looking at that, Lent is all about what we're doing to be in the shadows of the cross and where Jesus took the cross and walked to his death and gave up his life. And so Lent is marking that kind of transition. And so interesting enough is, could I follow that even after Lent? Could I follow after Lent? Because there are some people that I would consider them giving up a lot in life. If you really think about it, the Jews, I mean, they gave up bacon their entire life. Could you give up bacon for the rest of your life if God says, no more? And then some insects, they could not eat some insects. I mean, could you really give that up for the rest of your life? Okay, and the toughest thing would be like a medium rare ribeye, you know, just one just coming right off the... I know, it's not even close to lunchtime, and I'm already just really hungry. It's interesting is now that I have the taste for one, a really good steak that just coming off the grill, and you cut right into it, and you... Oh, yeah. All right, let's go on. So, you know, could I give that up? And so I really wonder about giving up what would I say that this is so much more important that this really, really doesn't matter? Could I give up any of those things on the screen? I'm really wondering about myself. I would say, yeah. What about if the Olympics called me tomorrow and said, you know what, we want you to train for 3 years, for the next four years for the next Olympics, because we believe that you could really have an impact for this country. Could you give up everything in order to go for that gold? Could you give up whatever you're doing? Could I give up eating normal foods? Could I give up going to bed at normal times? Could I give up everything else and just train and train and train and train and train and train? Could I have that mindset? There's only one thing out there that is important. And so let me think here. If I'm gonna train for the Olympics and then say, you know what? Once I'm ready for it, wait a minute, there's something more important. Even though I'm the best in the world, I have to look at something even more important. But take a look at this video. What does this inspire you to do? If it will play. The video is the Chariots of Fire. The Chariots of Fire. If there was one iconic song, If there is one iconic song that would get you to say, you know what, I want to get moving today. I really need to do something. And so what would that be? What would that be? And this clip here, it's a clip that it's something you probably didn't want to do, and so we just kind of want to take a look at it, but well, I guess we can't.
It is playing up on the screen.
Well, see, you can't hear it. That's the problem. The problem is that this day and age, unless you hear something. Unless you hear some certain words, you will not be able to get there. And so, when we take a look at this, see, even the best, even the fastest guy wears suspenders, right? We all got that. Y'all were wondering what's going on with the suspenders, right? And so, this guy Eric Liddell, or Little, he was a Scotsman, which I claim to be a fourth of. And so I claim to be somewhat like him in certain ways. And Eric was one of the best runners of his time. And he was heavily favored in, I believe, like the 100-yard dash. And so he was looking forward to the Olympics. And there's another guy in Britain, and those two guys were supposed to compete against the Americans for the gold medal. And so the problem was is that he found out, and the movie correctly kind of puts this, is that for him to run in the Olympics would mean that he would have to run on a Sunday. And so it's interesting, in the movie, the timeline's wrong, but as soon as he found out that he would have to run on Sunday, he said no. It doesn't matter if I'm the best in the world at this. I will not run on a Sunday because that is too important. I'd rather give up a chance at the gold medal because what is really most important to me is going after something else. And so when we take a look at his life, it's a very interesting story. This movie doesn't have a lot of highlights, but it's interesting is that when they're running the races, when they're running the races that Eric could have won, he was instead preaching. He was in a pulpit on a Sunday morning in France. And so very interesting is that he put the most important thing in his life forward, and he gave up that chance. And so very interesting enough is there's another video. Hopefully it'll play.
Watch out for Little. Coach says no problem. He's got something to prove, something personal. Something guys like Coach will never understand in a million years.
USA!
Jenny!
USA! Says in the old book, he that honors me, I will honor. Good luck, Jackson Schultz.
So here we see an American approaching this man and hearing about his faith. He gives him a piece of paper on which he says, okay, in the Bible it says that he who honors me, I will honor. And so interesting, when I took a look at the actual footage of him racing, you can see that piece of paper in his hand. So very interesting is that he had this in his hand. And the paper said, he who honors me, I will honor. And so interesting, in this 400, guess who wins? Just guess. Eric wins. Eric wins the gold medal in something he was not originally racing for. But he says, I will not race on Sunday, therefore I'm going to compete in something else. I'm going to find something which I honor God and then see. Doesn't matter if God honors me.
I'm going to come first. And so I would say that's only a little bit of the story, because Eric's life ends at the end of this. But the problem is that Eric's life does not end at the end of this movie. You see, Eric's greatest feature in life came later. It doesn't matter that he came in first in a 400. What matters is Eric was born to missionaries in China. And so after he finished his degree, Eric says, it's important for me to follow in that. There's something more important. So he goes over to China and starts becoming a missionary himself. And so later in life, he gets married. He has three daughters. And the problem is that when Eric was in China, right around the end of the 1930s, something happened that changed the course of everyone's life in there, and that was the Japanese invaded China, and they spread really quickly through that country. And instead of fleeing and getting away, Eric said, it's most important for me to give up whatever future I have in order to see that the gospel would be furthered. That was important to him. That was important to Eric. And so interesting enough is that Eric is the one who, when they were put in this camp, that Eric was the one who raised everyone's spirits, who kept everyone focused on what it is, why they were there in China instead of being able to flee and reunite with their family. And so during the course of time, near the end of the war, there was a prisoner exchange. And Eric was supposed to be released in order so that he could go home to visit his family. And Eric kind of felt something. He kind of felt that things weren't right. And he saw that there was a pregnant woman in the camp and said, this woman needs to be released. I don't want her to give birth to this child here in this camp. She needs to go free. And so Eric gave up his spot. Eric gave up his spot in order this one woman could give her new baby a new life. And the problem is that what Eric didn't know is that Eric had a brain tumor. He would never see his family here on earth again. Eric gave up what was most important, seeing his family, in order that someone else could have new life. And so I want to ask, why? Why, Eric? Why would you do something like, why would you give up all this other stuff in life? And so I go to the real question of why? And so if you would read this with me. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So if you ask Eric, why did you give up all that stuff in life? He would say it's very simple, and it's located right there. Looking to Jesus, the perfecter of Eric's faith, who for the joy that he found in taking up the cross, the joy in giving his life up for people like Eric, for me, for all of us, he said, I will endure it. And so isn't that a great thing, is that there's nothing more important in our lives. It doesn't matter the goal or whatever would lay before us. Is that the cross of Christ would be the most important thing. And just, it's not even giving up anything in our lives. It's simply laying aside, saying, I can live without this. It's difficult. But I just want to firmly fixed on what Jesus did for me. And during the time of Lent, that's what we do here. In order that Christ would be able to change our lives into what happens in the rest of the future for those around us, for ourselves, and for the rest of history. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, on this time of Lent, we look forward, Lord, to a time of giving up, Because this time of Lent, we follow in your footsteps, Lord. We follow in a time in which we understand, Lord. We study, we reflect on the life you gave us. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we seek to do this even better, Lord. So be with us as each and every day we look at how you were our perfecter. You were giving up everything, Lord, in order that we may find you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.